Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Decluttering. I am one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I'm the freezing in Melbourne host, Amy Ravel. It is so cold here that the host who usually wears singlet tops even in winter is wearing socks and slippers and a jumper and an hoodie over the top because I'm freezing cold.
Wow, it must be cold.
I know, I just can't warm up. It's post-COVID. I can't regulate my temperature very well. Mm-hmm. And so like this morning after my shower, I was hopping around in a singlet top going, oh my gosh, it's so hot, it's so hot. And then, like, an hour later, I'm shivering and I can't warm up.
You left it too long before putting clothes on.
Well, I tried really hard to not. Like, I kept going, as soon as I'm not hot, that's the time to put on socks and a jumper. Rather than waiting till I'm cold. Yeah, so I was like, don't wait till you're cold. Try and catch it at the right moment. Clearly, I didn't do that.
You're welcome to all those people who are listening to us way, way, way in the future.
Yeah, whatevs. You'll be fine. After 300 odd episodes, I think it's, you know, if you jump into this episode as your first, then welcome. And if you're like, this is so random, just go back a few. Like, you don't have to go back all the way to one. Just pick one a few episodes ago where we may actually give you more of an intro than just like my body temperature.
Right off the bat, I want to say thank you to our newest Patreon supporter, Hannah Neighbors. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah.
For supporting our podcast in that way.
If you want to become a Patreon supporter, I'm pretty sure there'll be a link in the show notes. I don't know where to direct you personally, but the show notes will tell you what to do.
There is a link in the show notes. Scroll down on the app that you're using to listen to us, or if you're listening to us on our website, look at the show notes on the website.
Today's episode is called Out of the Box, and we're not talking about like getting things out of cardboard boxes, though, you know,
unboxing.
If you need that to be your motivation, yes, go do that. But we're actually talking about like creative storage ideas, like out of the box thinking around where do I keep that? How do I work in a house when there is no linen cupboard? Where do I keep my vacuum cleaner when there's no space for a vacuum cleaner hidden away in a cupboard? So we're talking about, you know, those really unusual and creative options and hacks for storing things that require you to think a little bit out of the box.
It was inspired by a recent Facebook post on our Art of Decluttering community page. If you're not one of the 110,000 people that have joined us there, come in and join us over there. And it was also requested by Katie Smith, who is on the podcast probably over a year ago now. And she was asking for exactly this topic. What do you do when you don't have much storage space inbuilt into your house? So, Amy, I feel like you, because you wish you're an IKEA store.
Yep.
That this is totally your jam because you know all of the hacks for IKEA because you wish you were the store.
Well, I actually think that this is a great episode for those of us with older homes. Mm-hmm. So my house, as we've said many, many times, is very old and there isn't a lot of inbuilt storage. There's not inbuilt wardrobes. There's not inbuilt cupboards to put your broom in or anything like that. Whereas most new homes now, would you agree, Kirst, tend to have ample storage.
Yeah. And in fact, I've got a client who is doing a rebuild. I don't think they're not knocking it down. They're just doing a reno. And I said to her, feel free to send me the architect's drawings so that I can ensure that you have got enough storage space.
Yeah. And there are two options when you don't have enough storage. Well, there's three options. The first option is you build storage or you bring in storage. The second option is that you get rid of stuff so that you've got plenty of room to use the storage that you have with the items that you have. And the third option is you allow everything to spill out onto the benches, floors, beds, every flat surface. And even though it seems like that third option is not an option, it's just like the default, by default it's an option. And absolutely. So all of these things that we're going to talk about, you get to pick. Do you need more storage? Do you need less stuff? Or do you need to just live with the mess?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just live with the mess because you can't be bothered?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... Option one and two is our preference. In fact, option two is probably the best of the preferences, but sometimes option one is necessary.
100%.
But yeah. Option three, probably not in alignment with our values.
And it is in alignment with our values because you're a unique person and we want you to live in the lifestyle that suits you. And so if that suits you and you're enjoying living like that, props to you, my friend.
Knock
props
your socks off.
Yeah.
So, Kirst, is there a space in your house that you feel like is too small to contain the items that you need to keep in there?
No. One area that we do have that we don't have storage solutions for is our laundry. And so we have just lived with the vacuum cleaner being on display. It's a piece of artwork in our laundry.
Is it like mounted or it sits on the floor just kind of hanging about?
We have two vacuum cleaners. So we have the plug in the wall vacuum cleaner, like, you know, a Hoover or, you know, dragged along with you. And then we have a stick vac, which I don't see the point in the first option. I never, ever, ever use the drag along with you plug into a wall vacuum cleaner.
Does Simon ever use it?
He does, but not very regularly either. So we've got two, and then we did in the laundry, we did have our ironing board and a duster that stuck in the ironing board, like straps, you know, we've got the ironing board cover. And so anyway, whatever. That got moved into the linen cupboard. But
that's a good idea because you don't iron very much.
No.
Good.
No, yep, we
didn't. Great idea. Get it out of prime real estate.
Yeah. And so in some ways I wish that we had better storage solution in the laundry, and then in other ways it's a waste of money kind of. Like, we've lived here for 8 years and it's been working perfectly fine. So why would we buy furniture, like, you know, a cupboard to store that stuff when actually it's the room that the least visitors go into for now? That will change when we get a pool, when our pool is finally built.
Yeah, because... and then you might go, actually, the cupboard would help not only to get it out of the way, but there's other things now that we want to keep out of the way as well.
Yeah, or we want to put the towels in the laundry because that is the closest access to the pool. So we'll see. That might be the next job. But for the last 8 years, it's been fine. We've talked about it on and off, but we haven't. So anyway.
One of the things that annoyed me when I moved into our house is that there was nowhere to store a vacuum cleaner, and the laundry is so small that you can't just have it in there. Like, if it was in there, you can't use the laundry because the laundry is too small.
Yes.
And so we ended up buying some just white cupboards from Bunnings. That's a hardware store for all our international listeners. And our vacuum cleaner now lives in a cupboard in our entrance. But when you look at it, you don't know there's a vacuum in there, and it just looks like a white cupboard. So that's worked really well for us. And you keep all your attachments and everything in there together, because the other option was it just kind of ended up the last place it was used, and that would drive us bananas. Yeah. So, yes, that I agree. That's been a problem for us that we had to solve creatively, because it's not stored in the room that we use it, which is often what we say is, like, think about where you're going to use it and store it there. But actually for us, it's had to be stored in somewhere completely different, but it's away, and it's now, you know, the cupboards are serving a purpose that we need it to.
And a vacuum cleaner is probably a really unique product because it gets used in every room. So
that's true.
There is no home for it, because you could home it in any room you so choose to, because it gets used in that room and every other room.
It's the having the home that I think is the important part.
Yeah.
Our laundry also, Kirst, when we first moved in, all it had was a bench some under sink stories, you know, where it's got all the pipes and so there's no shelving. It's just like that random under the sink bit and one cupboard, and the cupboard is like under the bench. So we were able to put some things under there, but our laundry was really inefficient. And so we've put up shelves to keep, you know, all those random bits and pieces, light bulbs, spare paint, gloves, face masks for when we're doing house stuff, batteries, all of that lives in the laundry now on these shelves. What I also did, I got this idea off Pinterest a few years ago, is I installed a shelf in the laundry above the door, and above there we keep things like old towels because we just had nowhere to keep them. We don't have a linen cupboard. And so installing this, like, it looks ugly, but you don't even notice it unless you're in the laundry. And as you said, like, it's not the place that I go hang out with my friends.
No.
And so it's been this really practical, like, oh.
Hey, friends, do you want to come over for a glass of wine in my laundry?
That's right. Let's hang in the laundry, which is so small that we couldn't, you know, fit three of us in there. So sometimes there's like these, oh, I could use above the door. I could put a shelf up there. So you can think creatively about those vertical spaces. And yes, like our broom, we don't have anywhere to put the broom or the cobweb sweeper thing or the dustpan, so we put some hooks on the back of the door. So, you know, like it is using that vertical space, not on the walls, but actually on the door as well.
Yeah. And the door, back of doors is great for, particularly in rooms that you're, you know, not bedrooms. Although it works well in bedrooms for bedroom items. But it does really, it works really well in rooms that you're not lounging around in and wanting an aesthetically pleasing look in.
Yeah, or that you're using the door a lot because then things will just fall off. Like, that's super frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we said before, our heart for you is to declutter things, but obviously there's a lot of things that you need, like your broom and your vacuum cleaner, that if you live in a small house with or a not great storage house, and maybe you're renting and you don't want to go out and buy storage solutions for this house that you never know when you're going to get evicted from, not evicted, the lease is going to end and your homeowners are going to move back into it, which happens a lot. I've got one friend who I reckon they never stay in their house for more than like 6 months.
Oh, that's so painful.
Every time they rent a house, the owners decide to sell it on them.
Oh, that's really painful.
Yeah.
But you do need creative solutions.
Yeah. What's the point of buying storage for this house when we don't know how long we're going to be here for?
Yeah. And there's some really versatile storage that you can use that you can use, like, this out-of-the-box thinking. Like, there's Kallax units from IKEA, which are those cube storage, and you can use that in a bedroom, in a lounge room, in a kitchen, in a laundry. You can use that anywhere because it's so versatile. You can use it for books or for bike helmets or, you know,
kitchen
whatever.
Appliances.
Yeah, like there's toys. So many options.
Yeah.
Your cutlery and crockery. And so if you purchase an item like that, yes, you invest, you know, the $100, $150 to buy the unit, but then you can think out of the box how you're going to use it. So it doesn't need to serve the same purpose in each room, in each house you're in each season. You just move it around as you need to solve the problem that's annoying you the most.
And the great thing about Kallax units or any like cube storage unit is that if you can have multiple uses for that one furniture, so you can store all the different things in there in tubs and nobody's none the wiser that in one tub there's books and then in the next tub there's platters and in the tub there's toys. They're really multi-purposeful even in a one room. Am I making sense?
Yeah, totally. And it just helps you to hide things. Like it's brilliant. We've got quite a few in our house. I think we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I can't think that I'm missing any. We've got 9 and they all serve really, really different purposes. And they do kind of just fade into the background because they're so common. And it's more about what you do with what you put in them and on them that actually attracts the eye.
Yeah. I think one of the other things about out-of-the-box solutions for things is, and we've spoken about this in another episode of ours, what was it called? Functional, I think we spoke about it in
Functional Spaces,
is that just because you're like, just because you might have really a weird house where you have lots of storage in the kitchen and no storage in the laundry.
Yeah.
And so just because the kitchen is used for kitchen stuff doesn't mean that it can't also have other products in the pantry. So you get to decide how it is that you want to store things in your house. So don't worry about what your friends say. Don't worry about what your mother-in-law says. Make it work for you, because you are the one who, you and your family are the ones who are living in that house. So out-of-the-box solution could be storing something in a place that most people would not think to store it.
Like, for instance, we keep our Christmas tree and Christmas decorations in my eldest son's wardrobe because, you know, it's not a traditional wardrobe. It's like shelving that we've put in. But he doesn't need to access anything up the top, and we don't have a garage or somewhere else that we can put it. So for us, it just lives up there, and he doesn't care and we don't care, and it's perfect.
Yeah, and similarly, we have sleeping bags. Rather than having all of our camping gear in the one space, we have sleeping bags and the roll-out self-inflating mattresses in the kids' wardrobes. So in their individual wardrobes. So Emily's got hers and Oliver's got his, and I think Simon's is in the spare room. Because at least in a lot of houses in Australia, the wardrobe in kids' bedrooms in particular goes all the way to the roof, but the framing of them is the same size as a door height.
Yes, yeah, so you've got like this huge cavity.
That's really tall.
Yeah.
And you can't even shelve it up very well.
No.
Because then you have to make the shelves really skinny because you don't have the space to get into it.
Yeah.
So they're really good for tall items, like a mattress. Or a Christmas tree. Yeah. Or doonas, like bagged up doonas, that like your winter doona or your summer doona, depending on which season that you're in, if that's your proclivity.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're like the Ravels and you don't have a linen cupboard, you can store linen in the bedroom that it belongs to. You could store it under the bed or in the wardrobe. We keep our towels in the bathroom that the towels belong in. Not having a linen cupboard, that works really well. But what it does mean for us is that we don't have an excess of towels. We just have two sets of towels for each bathroom. Generally, one's in the wash or drying and one's being used. And we find that that works really well. If we had three or four sets of towels for each bathroom, we would not have enough storage. So we solved that problem by just reducing the quantity that we had to store.
So can I just ask you a question? Because you do have a linen cupboard, you just don't use it for linen.
So it's somewhat of a linen cupboard without It's only got one shelf in it. So it's what I assume is meant to be a linen cupboard.
Or a broom cupboard.
But there's a shelf in the middle. Like, it's really random. And it's, yes, and it's got the air conditioning return, which is not, which is an old school return. Like, it's a big box on the bottom of the cupboard. So you can't, you couldn't put a vacuum in there. It's a really weird cupboard. So basically we've stolen that cupboard. We used to put camping gear in there because you could kind of use those two shelves pretty well, but we now use it for board games. And so that works okay. It's a really weird cupboard.
It is a really weird cupboard. You could you have put more shelves in there and use it as a linen cupboard?
Yes, except that because of the return – it draws the dust in because there's also a hole in the door that's a return.
Yes.
And so everything that's in there kind of has to be sealed. So even our card games and stuff are within plastic containers because it's like the dustiest space in my whole suburb is in that cupboard. So it's random. And no, I don't think you could probably keep linen in there because it would just get filthy.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So it's a strange cupboard. I will definitely pay.
It is a strange cupboard.
It's a very strange cupboard.
And the reason I pointed it out was that you do have a cupboard.
Yes.
Like, it's just that it
I don't know what other people would have used it for.
Yeah.
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 Maybe they didn't care if everything got really dusty.
Maybe. Or maybe they just put everything in plastic containers anyway.
I don't know.
So another place is, if you're looking for a space, is under your bed is a great space to store particular things. Like,
can I put a caveat on that? Mm-hmm. Under the bed is awesome. Use containers rather than just put stuff under because you will lose it forever. But use containers that...
Well, and it's also the dust bunnies.
Oh, yes, it is major dust bunnies. Use containers that, if possible, are the full length of the bed because so many people are like, oh, yeah, there's a container under there with Christmas wrapping paper, but it's just so hard to get to that I buy new Christmas wrapping paper every year. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to use under the bed storage, make sure you can access it relatively easily.
And sometimes that might require you getting a new bed. You know, if you've bought a house with very little storage, you know, then you might choose to change your kids' bedrooms and their bed around so that there is that storage space. Because, you know, like, for instance, our bed is so, it's got maybe 10 centimetres, if that.
Oh, that's a waste. But surely, so it's got like sidebars.
Yes.
Right. Not rails, right. So you guys don't fall out at night, but like sidebars down the bottom.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't need underbed storage, but if you did.
But we do.
That bed would not work for you. I love. Yeah. Have you seen these beds that lift
hydraulic
up?
Hydraulic lift ones? Yes. Oh my gosh. I don't know how much people would actually lift them up. I think they look great on the advertising and on Pinterest and on the websites, but I'm not sure how easy it actually is to use that functionally. So if you have one, please tell us. Tell us more. Tell us all the things.
When I have decluttered them, I have definitely encouraged people that it is not storage, everyday storage. You don't want your bras and undies in there. You want the things like suitcases are a great example of things to put in there because they're not often used. Well, clearly not often used by me at the moment.
Not as much as other things.
Yes. Or... another good idea for that is clothes, different season clothes or clothes that one kid has grown out of and another one has yet to grow into. The key is remembering what's in there though.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. Take a photo on your phone.
And that's with any, I find that that is actually for most storage behind that is out of sight.
Okay. Yep.
Even pantry items, like unless you have a pantry more like ours that you visually, like it's a walk-in pantry and you see most of the things in there at once. I find that a lot of clients forget what is in cupboards and under beds and up high in cupboards and behind any door, behind closed doors, our brain does something funky and forgets to remind us of it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's out of sight. We'll close down that tab in the brain.
Yes. But that is a problem with those hydraulic beds, but I think it's also a problem with any underbed storage because unless you're going to it regularly, you forget that it's there. Yeah.
And sometimes you can feel like a space is too big. So you might find that there's massive cupboards in your kitchen that actually are too big for what you need. And you feel like everything's going to rattle around in there, or you're not going to be able to find what you need. And sometimes the same with kids' wardrobes. You're like, well, these drawers are awesome, but their socks and undies and singlets are so tiny that it's just going to become one big jumbled mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you need to think out of the box is how do you take one big drawer and divide it up? And you can use drawer dividers or cereal boxes or shoe boxes. Like there's lots of DIY solutions. But sometimes breaking up a space is actually a really great way to utilize more of the space.
Yes. And even you could even argue like that you could not even use it all up, you know, so you could divide it up so that you purposely don't use the back of the cupboard. You know, if you've got those really deep pantry cupboards and actually you don't need more than an arm's width, like you know how some of them you have to like climb into.
They make me cross. They make me so I had a client whose brother made for her a false back. So he basically just like made a little table that just sit in there. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is brilliant.
No, and that's what I'm suggesting. Let's put false backs into those cupboards if you do not need the space. And I would argue that you probably don't need the space anyway because everything past half an arm's length you've forgotten about.
Yeah, and it's gone off anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. I think some of the ideas, Kes, that I've heard that are really great is some people have moved their crockery into a pantry and their pantry items into a drawer because they were more easily able to see what they had.
I've done that with clients.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes can be a great solution is, yes, that's meant to be the cutlery drawer, but what if it works better for your tea towels and placemats? Yeah. Like the rules are not rules.
Or your tea and coffee.
Yeah, like get yes. 100%. Get creative. Use your space as you want to use it. That's going to work well for you.
And this is what we say all the time is try it. Just give it a crack. Try it. Stick with that trying for a couple of weeks and be consistent in that use of that because everything's going to feel clunky when you change things around. Like no matter what you change around, it's going to be clunky because you're going to like empty the dishwasher and you're going to go and put the cutlery there and then you're like, oh no, tea and coffee goes there now. Like, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater after the first week because it may just be because you still haven't got into the habit of it. Give it, 100%. You know, 3-4 weeks. And if it's still feeling too clunky for you, go back and at least you've tested it and given it a crack and seen if it works for you. So.
There are some items like over the door hanging storage that you could use for shoes, which I think usually is what they're designed for. But you might choose to put puzzles in there or dolls or cleaning products. Like you can, or drink bottles, you know, you can use some of these storage products in ways that you wouldn't otherwise think. Like an over the back of the door storage item can also usually just go on a blank wall. It doesn't have to be over the back of a door. So, you know, have a think about how you could repurpose items that you already have to be in completely different areas that you wouldn't otherwise have thought of.
Yeah, and particularly like in kids' rooms when, you know, unless they're a two-week-old baby and you've completely decked out the nursery and it's so aesthetically pleasing that you sit there all day, all night feeding the baby because you love the room that you've designed. When they get to the toddler stage, their rooms aren't usually that aesthetically pleasing. So what? Who cares if you've got a shoe organizer hanging on a wall space filled with Barbie dolls that's really accessible to the five-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, let's make things really functional as well. Unless, of course, you're really, really aesthetically minded and then just ignore everything I've just said.
Yeah, then you just do you and then post it on our Facebook community and show us because that makes us happy. But also you know, everyone knows from the before and afters that we post from clients that we work with is we don't go for perfect, we go for functional and practical. And we want to see your perfect spaces, and we also want to see your functional and spaces that just work creatively for your family.
Yeah. So we hope that this has given you a couple of creative ideas on what to do with unusual spaces and unusual things, giving you, like, it sparked something that in you that you can go, oh, why don't I try this? Mm. Or, and it's not necessarily something that we've thought of, but it's, you know, helped to spark that in you. So
yeah,
we've got a couple of reviews, Amy.
I'm going to read out the first one, and it's a 5-star review titled Just the Motivation I Need. And it's from Apple Podcasts Australia, and this is their tag name. Every nickname I have tried is taken. So they say, I've been listening to your incredible podcast for a long time now, usually as I'm decluttering. Thank you so much, Kirstie and Amy. Your podcast is just the motivation I need to keep decluttering with two very young kids in tow. My home is already feeling much more manageable. Thank you for being in my ears while I'm on my decluttering journey.
Hey, you're welcome. Every nickname I have is taken. The next one is from Whirly Girly. Also in Australia, also on Apple Podcasts, and it is titled, Thanks for the Love and Encouragement, and also a 5-star review. Just note, we do read out 1-star reviews, so if you want to
Do. So if you hate us, waste your time and leave us a 1-star review.
Yeah, or if you want to be silly, leave us a 1-star review.
No, it'll don't
probably
do it.
Be read out.
Yeah, don't do it, because everyone else looks at it and goes, that's going to be a terrible podcast.
This one from Whirly Girly says, my youngest started school last week and I've just heard the check-in episode. I've been listening since last year and I'm loving this. It's real, non-judgmental, and I love that you're women of faith. Keep up the good work. Thanks loads.
Yeah, if you have not ever left a review for us and you are currently sitting on a couch, we would love you to, while you're doing this, open up Spotify, Apple Podcasts or Facebook, somewhere where you can leave us a review, and leave it. Apple Podcasts is a great place to do it because it helps other people to find us. It encourages us. We love reading these out. So until next week, keep decluttering. Keep being awesome.
Find some out-of-box solutions and tell us about them.
Tell us all about them.
Have a great week, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.